All right. Welcome to the Doc Washburn Show. I'm actually pulling double duty. I just finished with the Red Pill Plus, Red Pill Sports podcast. And so I'm trying to separate these out. I was doing Doc's show and my show at the same time, kind of trying to intersect them, but I'm going to separate those out. So check out the Red Pill Sports podcast. This is the Doc Washburn Show. No, I'm not Doc Washburn. I am Donnie Copeland sitting in for the one and only Doc Washburn. Doc's studio is totally dismantled. It's in boxes. Had a flood at his home, and they're trying to get that figured out. So he's going to be out of the water. He's actually in the water, but trying to get out of the water for at least probably 2 to 4 weeks minimum, something like that. So thankful that you've joined us. I'm doing this amazingly in the middle of the day today. We are brought to you by Red River Auto, redriverauto.com, the most patriotic car dealership in America, and then purposemediapublishing.com. Check us out if you or a loved one is wanting to get published. We normally have room for about 6 to 8 books that we can do. We have 3 or 4 that are on the table we're doing now, a couple more that we're finishing up, but we can take on probably 3 or 4 right now. So go ahead, check it out, purposemediapublishing.com. Get in and get your name in, get in line, and we'll get you published. In 30, 45 days max, we'll have you a published author. Great move for your career, great move for what you're trying to do on social media or otherwise. That is purposemediapublishing.com. And again, I'm your host, Donnie Copeland, sitting in for Doc Washburn. Doc, we're working on some radio stuff, working on some podcast stuff, a lot of exciting stuff coming down the line for Doc. He's super busy, and even though he's not on the air, we got a lot cooking, a lot going on. And I've got some other things we're going to be introducing to you in the near future, possibly a really, really cool news site. So got a lot going on, and we are so thankful that you have made the Doc Washburn Show a part of your podcast listening experience. I want to talk to you today about the firing of Ronna McDaniel, and I'm gonna kind of pair this in, and I want you to see the image when I publish this that I used, because I think it's hilarious. Of course, Joy Reid works for NBC, and she is the nut job, one of the nut job ultra liberal hosts on NBC. And Ronna McDaniel, after she was fired by Donald Trump from being the RNC chair, she took a job, which was a 2-year contract for $300,000 a year with the with NBC. And she lasted all of 21 minutes. That was the one segment that she was on. And that was all she's contractually obligated to do for that day. It was a Sunday. After she got off the air, the Joy Reid mainly started complaining about her, and so they turned around, fired her, and so basically she's going to get $600,000 for nothing over the next 2 years. She's going to get $300,000 for this year, $300,000 for next year, and may sue them. I don't think she can if they just pay her for the 2 years. It is what it is. But probably the firing would have some punitive, possible punitive damages if they wanted to fight it. But I think you take $600,000 to run, be that as it may. But I want you to see the image that I came up with, because I got Donald Trump on the right, if you're looking at it, and I've got Joy Reid on the left, and I've got Ronna McDaniel in the middle. The funny thing about Joy Reid is she is obsessed with Donald Trump. In a negative way, that is. If anybody has DJT, and that is Donald DJTT, no, DJTS, my bad. Donald J. Trump Syndrome, the poster child for Donald J. Trump Syndrome is Joy Reid. Ironically, she has the same hairdo. As Donald Trump. That's what I find hilarious. She's got this blonde wig that looks exactly like Donald Trump's hair. So I titled this this particular podcast for the Dot Washburn Show that Joy Reid emulates or copies Donald Trump, right down to his hair, actually. She has the same hairdo. Donald Trump's is a little cooler on the front with the kind of hood scoop and the little thing he does with the front of his hair, the little wispy hood scoop thing going on. She can't pull that off because it's synthetic hair, so she can't do it. But DJT, you know, knocks it out of the park with the cotton candy swoop-a-dupa type thing there in the front. But where she does emulate Donald Trump is, you know, Donald Trump's known for you're fired, right? And if, you know, he's known for if you're not getting the job done, if he doesn't like you, he'll hire a bunch of people, he'll fire a bunch of people. We saw that in 2016. I think in his company he's a little different because he knows that business so well. A lot of these hiring fires that he's doing when he was president and even in campaigning, it's because he listens to a lot of these RNC folks and he ends up having to fire people because they're not at all what he was looking for. But Joy Reid, man, she went all in trying to get Ronald McDaniel fired. That was all kind of just the picture. Joy Reid emulates Donald Trump. That's not the main thing I want to talk about. That was really kind of my teaser and to get people to click on the podcast. Although I thought it fascinating and hilarious that she is obsessed with hating Donald Trump and she has his hairdo. So there's that. But what I wanted to talk about is something that Rush Limbaugh always talked about, the late, great, wonderful, one and only Rush Limbaugh talked about, was how Republicans always are trying to get along with Democrats. At the same time, Democrats are trying to destroy Republicans. And that's why Republicans are perennial losers when it comes to legislation, when it comes to anything to do with negotiations with Democrats, because they want to get along. They think we all can get along. They think we all, and it's so wonderful when a Republican gets up and says, I want to work with the other side of the aisle. And what Rush always said is, don't work with the other side of the aisle. Work on destroying them. Work on, you know, making them irrelevant. Work on eviscerating them from the face of the earth politically. And he's absolutely right, because you cannot negotiate with someone who's unwilling to negotiate. Well, here's Ronald McDaniel, and Ronald McDaniel's biggest liability is trying to reside in the middle of the political road. And now I'm talking about in the Republican Party. She's not wanting to fully embrace Trump, but she has to because he runs the party. She's not wanting to alienate the rhinos and the Democrat lights over here. So she's right there where the yellow lines and the dead armadillos are, right in the middle of the road. And everybody knows the middle of the road is where you can get ran over the fastest. And so not only does she get, and that's why I put her between Donald Trump and Joy Reid, the two blonde-headed wonders, one being a wonder how she has a job, and the other being a wonder how this guy is able to get everything done and to be so accomplished and as awesome as he is. That's just, I want to do that for aesthetics and for a visual. But what I wanted to show you today is the lesson learned once again that you do not negotiate with terrorists, i.e. the Democratic Party. And so Ronald McDaniel says, you know, okay, I'm going to go to NBC. I'm not going to go to Fox. I'm going to go to NBC and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to get me a gig. And everybody knows this. When you go to CNN or NBC and you're a Republican, you're going there to bash the Republican Party. That's why they have you on there. They say they have you on there to get another viewpoint. No. That's not true at all. They have you there. Michael Steele is a houseboy for his net worth. He is there to bash the RNC. Now, so here begs the question. I find this fascinating stuff. If anybody's an Uncle Tom, it is not Justice Thomas. It is Michael Steele. Michael Steele sold out to make a buck. He was the RNC chairman, and he sells out to liberal media so he can make, you know, probably $500,000, $750,000. He may make $1 million a year. And so he didn't care about the Republican Party. He didn't care. He's not really a conservative anyway. And so, you know, that was, I think, what was he, lieutenant governor of Minnesota maybe? And, you know, and so he never was really a true conservative. Probably had more conservative leanings back then, but he's totally gone. And he was even, when Ron McDaniel was fired by Donald Trump from the RNC just a couple, 3 weeks ago, he goes on, is he on NBC? I don't even know. I've never watched. I hadn't watched him in, 10 years. But he goes on there and bashes her. How dare she make a statement for unity, that we come together, when she was trying to subvert an election. Notice this. Michael Steele, Democrat, and all the other liberals, Marxists, they always accuse you of what they're doing. So the big story about Ronald McDaniel is all the reason that we had her fired is because she was trying to subvert an election. No, she wasn't. She was never seriously trying to look into, she may have told Donald Trump, yeah, I'll look into it on the 2020 election. She had no interest. She got what she wanted. That was Donald Trump gone. And now she thought Donald Trump would fade away and that everything was happening, he would fade away. She would still be standing. Her uncle got her a job, and that's Mitt Romney. And she would just stay there, to infinity and beyond, almost like Buzz Lightyear. And Donald Trump has more lives than a black cat. And here he is again. And not only is he back, but he's richer than ever and more powerful and more popular than ever. And so he cans her. She goes to NBC, but she can't do on NBC what Michael Steele did. Because, see, she must have somewhere down in her Romney DNA, there must be some semblance of integrity somewhere down there. Now, she wasn't very, in fact, she was terrible as a party chair. She was terrible in raising money. She was terrible in advocating for Donald Trump. So she gets D minuses or Fs and everything. But the one thing that she did was she would kind of push back a little bit. Well, you can't do that. And when I say she would kind of push back, when she's on Face the Nation, when she's on there, yeah, you know, Donald Trump, he shouldn't have done that. But, you know, Democrats, this and that, and push back a little bit. Well, you can't do that. They're paying you $300,000 a year. They say they're paying you for your opinion, but they're really not. They need you to be a Republican who bashes Republicans. And Michael Steele's happy to do that because he needs money. He has no integrity. He's a real nice guy, real kind on the exterior, but he's a total sellout. You want to talk about being on the plantation, talk about Uncle Tom, and they all are happy to call Justice Thomas that, Clarence Thomas. But Michael Steele is the epitome of a sellout. He is the epitome of Uncle Tom. He's the epitome of being the guy that dances on stage for all the white liberals, and that's Michael Steele. And so that's why Michael Steele can sustain this. That's why Michael Steele can get along, because he is one of them. Yeah, he plays a Republican on TV, but he's not. But Ronald McDaniel obviously has some, we don't see it, because she's certainly not conservative. So that's exactly why I put her between the two blonde-headed wonders. Joy Reid, the wonder of how does she have a job. Donald Trump, man, this guy is phenomenal. He's a 10th wonder of the world type wonder. And so I put Ronna McDaniel between them because she can be a liberal and she can't be America First MAGA conservative. So she gets in the middle. And here's the surest way. Here's a career tip for you. Here's a political tip for you. Here is a marriage tip for you. Here's a child raising tip for you. Here is anything that you do in life, whether it's writing a book, writing a song. You cannot please everybody. You have to pick a lane and you have to own that lane. You have to pick a genre and you have to own that. Now, it doesn't mean you can't nuance the genre. And I'm again getting back into songwriting. If you're writing a country song, there's nothing wrong with writing a country song that people that don't like country will listen to. But it's got to, what you cannot have is a song where people say, "Man, I don't even know what that is." That's what you can't have. And that's what Ronna McDaniel is. It's like, well, who is she? So guess what? Where does she end up? She ends up getting fired by Donald Trump, and she gets fired by NBC. Two extremes. Why? Because she's not either one. And that's the lesson to you and I. You cannot be all things to all men. You have to, Apostle Paul could, Jesus could, we as Christians can do our best to appeal to people when we're sharing the gospel. But when it comes to politics, when it comes to picking a lane, you got to get in it, you got to stay in it and say, this is what I am. So if she would have gone to NBC and say, look, here's what I am. If you want to hire me, fine. If not, I'll go to News Nation. I'll go to Fox News. But here's who I am. But see, she didn't know who she was. So when she went in there, she's between Joy Reid and Donald Trump. And that's not a lane, you know. And so she gets squeezed from both middles. She gets fired literally in 2 weeks' time by Donald Trump and by Joy Reid. Joy Reid got her fired. So that's why I say being fired by Joy Reid. Let me end with an illustration that I experienced in my own life. 20 years ago, I took a position and had a lot of super liberal people in this position. It wasn't politically, it was in a church setting, super liberal for who we are, for who I am. And half the people were super liberal, half of the people were very super conservative. This is religiously. And so me, I don't want to appear, I'm very conservative, both in my politics, but also religiously in my faith. And so, you know, and I told the church when I came here, hey, this is who I am, this is what I am. Well, they called me anyway, they hired me or whatever. But it was very, very slim margin. That was okay because I felt like I was supposed to be here. But once I got here, it was like, oh. Now, even though the conservative people are the ones that are actually responsible for me being here, because the other ones wouldn't have spit on me if I'd have been on fire. And they certainly didn't advocate for me to be here. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to appease those people who are not responsible for me being here. And so that's what I set out to do. Had a couple of board vacancies pretty quickly. Guess who I put on the board? I didn't put conservatives on the board. I put liberals on the board. Why? Because I'm going to show them that I am not a right-wing nut job. I'm very conservative. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be sweet. But I'm going to take a stand, and we're not moving off of it. And I made that very clear, and that was causing me a lot of trouble. But in these other areas, I'm going to show you how nuanced and how open-minded I am, even though I'm very conservative. See, those two things, you're sitting there going, no, that doesn't work. Well, I know that now. But so I'm thinking, okay, so now I got these two guys that I've added to our board. So now I have less advocates than I did. Smart move, right? Then I start appointing people in certain positions, not conservatives, not rewarding the people that are responsible for me being in this position. No. I'm taking the people who tried their best not to have me in that position, and I'm trying to show them how reasonable I am. And you think that worked out for me? Not at all. So I'm sitting one day, I'm actually in my home office this today doing this podcast, and right through the wall, you can't see it, but right around the corner here is our front porch, real nice, big white two-story house, black shutters, typical, you know, Leave It to Beaver house with a real cool front porch. And I'm sitting out there on that front porch, and it's like a little voice, and I believe it's God saying, hey, you getting ready to get thrown out of here on your ear. And you know why? Because instead of rewarding the people who got you here, you're trying to appease the people who didn't want you here. And you're never going to know if this would have worked because you're trying to stay in the middle, get in a lane and stay in it. And so from that moment, you know what I did? I said, you know what? I've got to move to the, I was already on the right, but I've got to reward the people, and I've got to dance with the people who brought me. I've got to take care of the people that took care of me. And for that, now, was it a fight of a lifetime? 100%. Did it get worse before it got better? 100%. But 22 years later, here I am. God's blessed us in unbelievable ways. We went from being one singular congregation to now six congregations, five in Central Arkansas, one in actually literally another country. And it's unbelievable what God has done, not us, but God. But it all began when I said, look, I got to pick a lane. I got to get somewhere and stick with it. And that has served me so well in every aspect of my life. And so I want to encourage you today to, you know, don't try to be in the middle of the road. Again, the only thing in the middle of the road is yellow lines and dead armadillos. And that's what happened to Ronald McDaniel. Ronald McDaniel ends up getting fired by Donald Trump and by Joy Reid in a two-week time, even though Joy Reid didn't technically fire her. She really did because she pitched a fit long enough to where they did. So life lesson, if you're liberal, be a liberal. If you're conservative, be a conservative. Be who you are. Be proud of who you are. Treat everybody kind, but make no apologies and dance with the people that brought you and reward the people that stick with you. Now, you may sit here and say, well, that's pretty common sense, and I would never do it otherwise. I wouldn't either now, but it was 20 years ago, but here I am. And I've got a job and Ronald McDaniel does it. So, hey, hope you had a wonderful time with us here today. Thank you again for joining us on the Doc Washburn Show. And I am forever indebted to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the wonderful people that do the Patreon and give us $5, $10, $25, $100, $150, $500 that people give. I am just overwhelmed by your gratitude. I'm overwhelmed, and I'm giving gratitude. I'm overwhelmed by your graciousness, by your benevolence. Thank you so very much, and we just appreciate you. Don't forget, we are brought to you by RedRiverAuto.com, MyPillow.com. Don't forget to use that promo code DOC. And then also by PurposeMediaPublishing.com. Thank you so much for joining us. I thank you so much. I'll probably be back on here again early morning and hit this again. We're going to try to hit it three or four, if not five times every single week. You guys are the best. What we are now, 24 nations, 45 states. You guys are phenomenal. Thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me, Doc, for sitting in for you. This is Donnie Copeland for Doc Washburn. This is the Doc Washburn Show. Until next time, God bless, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.